Thanks for staying until the very last presentation. You all win a free access to our open access journal, so there you go. So I just wanted to discuss a bit of, you know, IOP publishing, what we do, especially in the open access field, and which is basically one of the main theme around nowadays and today. So IOP publishing is the editorial branch of the Institute of Physics of London, which is the scientific society that was founded in 1874 and counts over 50,000 members worldwide. And as the editorial branch, we publish over 70 journals, digital and some still in print. We have websites, we have e-books, we have all sort of basically lovely digital things on physics and other thematic areas. So it's very important for me to talk about what we do, not only in the field of physics, but in scientific field in general. So we also cover environmental sciences, we cover maths, chemistry, and so we are a scientific publisher. And we collaborate with a lot of other societies, for example, CERN, the European Physical Society, the American Astronomical Society, so we publish in partnership with them. And we are a small publisher compared to other major other publishers that we've seen today and that we all know, but we, the IOP Publishing, managed to publish the first major digital journal, open access journal, in the fields of physics. It was launched in 1998, so before the Berlin Budapest open access initiatives, and it's a collaboration between the Institute of Physics, its publishing department branch, and DPG, the Deutsche Physische Gesellschaft, and we publish around 900 articles per year, and the quality of it, open access and all, is still very high and very good. And as I said, mainly covers everything in the physics department. So what we offer to researchers that want to publish with us as a publisher are three full open access journals. So as I said, the new Journal of Physics is the most important, but we also have Advances in Natural Sciences and Environmental Research Letters, which is one of the top ranked open access journals in its field. But we also have three conference series journals. And these are very important for us because these are not paid directly by the authors, the articles that are included in these journals. They are paid for paid by the organizer of the conferences. And we've seen that they make up around 20% of our open access publishing output. So this is quite a big chunk of our open access output in general. And we have a lot of downloads of this content. So have a look on our website if you are interested, obviously, in the physics and in this kind of a topic. Have a look. It's all free to access. And obviously, we also have the hybrid journal, so over 40. And as you all know, it's a mix of open access and subscription content. So as a publishers, there's a few things that we want to make sure we do when publishing open access. So we want a sustainable business model, because it's all fine and well, but you still need some money to get the wheel going, especially when it comes to editorial work and, you know, the sustainability of the whole business. So we want to make sure that we maintain the high level of, you know, services that we already provide to authors and to the readers, and the high quality of the editorial work, but also we want to make sure the scientific community is well served when it comes to publish new research, important research in their field. So we obviously have both the gold and the green route, which keep very high standards, and we have a very liberal copyright license that which applies at the moment of publication, which is the WCBI. Why? And it's just compatible with all the main open access mandates out there. And also, as a publisher, we're really committed to no double dipping, which still happens somewhere, but we make sure to take all the revenue from the article, the APCs, and just make sure that when we do our subscription prices, these are taken fully in consideration. And to make it as transparent as possible, you can go on our website, and we usually have every year a report that says how the prices are calculated. This is for us as a publisher, but also in, you know, what we do for the service, for the readers and the authors especially, and also for the subscribers, the institution that you know, subscribe to our content. So obviously, as I said, we really take pride in the editorial standards that we offer. We offer peer review, and it doesn't matter if it's a gold open access or if it's subscription content, we'll, both articles will have the same treatment. And the level of, you know, submission that gets rejected is quite high, especially for the journal, New Journal of Physics, is up to 80%. For the other open access journals, hybrid journals, it's between 50 and 75%. So it's still quite high. The production standards, highest quality, also for open access. So we just make sure that all the features we have, so enhanced, you know, enhanced images or simulation. We have video abstracts by the author of the articles and of the ebooks as well, and like multimedia that we include in our articles are available at no extra cost, also for the golden open access option. And obviously all the various investments we do for authors and readers. So for the institutions, we have the long access, long-term access to the content via locks that you might be or might not be familiar with, but so you are able to just store your own local copy of the journal. Then for the golden apps, gold open access articles, we have clear tags that allow the readers to find the article wherever it might be on our platform. So this is very good for the authors because that's the main point of it. They want their articles to be read by the widest audience out there. So we want to make sure that it's fully traceable. And obviously then we have also fast track option for the authors. If there's some articles that are really, really important and very actual, then we have a special fast track for those type of articles in place. So, as I said, all this is very good in theory, but what we're doing in practice is even more important, considering how big the Institute of Physics Publishing is compared to other publishers. So, despite our size, we still do a lot for the scientific community in that sense. So obviously we have compliance with some of the biggest open access mandates for example, the NIH. We take part in Scope 3. So as you might know already, between 2014 and 2016, the end of this year, we've been taking part with three of our journals. And so, you know, that has worked very well for us and for the institution. Although, as who mentioned it earlier, the admin time and resources that the libraries have to put into that to make sure they calculate the right amount and we take it out from the supervisory is big. But that's one of the challenges of open access and these kind of models. And that's what we're trying to work with as publisher in the future. And obviously, because of that, we are fully committed to, you know, work with the various institutions at country level, national level, to create these pilots, open access pilots that we are currently doing with the UK and with Austria. And it's definitely something that we want to take in consideration when it comes to open access, to make life easier for the institutions and the researchers, but also for us in terms of calculating all these things. Also, we have had for the past year RFRE reward program, so that they get a 10% credit towards their publishing on Gold Open Access, and also we have new technology that helps author, make sure that they comply with the founder mandates on their open access and, you know, the funding they receive from them. So FundRef and Crossmark, for example. So this is just a visual of what we've been publishing open access since 2013. There's been an increase in numbers, obviously, and you can see both the hybrid, the fully open, and the conference series. The conference series is doing a lot. So the fully open access, it's about a 4%, between 4 and 5%. The conference series is a big chunk of that, so it's really important for us. In terms of Hungary and how you're faring with our journals, these are the number of the submissions in 2014, 15, and well, year to date, up to last month, I think. So the numbers are not huge. That's why we want to just make sure we can promote this out there and just make sure that researchers know that we are available and we are willing to receive articles and, you know, their research. And these are the top three funding agency for those articles that have been submitted. The publication rate for this article is around 50%. So half of the numbers you can see there. So this is very quickly everything. If you have any questions before you run out, I'm here. Otherwise, drop me an email and I'll direct you also to the right open access guru, okay? Thank you very much.